You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday. Hit it, buddy. Hit that. Get the applause there. Friday! All right, let me move over to my comments today. A little different tack. I've been watching some things and getting a little bothered by some things. And listen, it's never a good idea for those in positions of power and authority to forget that they are to be public servants, all right? Now, granted, I've seen firsthand when people would question something in Montgomery citing so-called facts they thought they knew that I knew just weren't true. And that happens. It's why public officials should ensure that they maintain like a measure of communication with those they serve. And honestly, that they use good judgment and a sense of decorum when they respond. Lately, though, I've seen too much of the opposite. Now, political life, it can be a heady experience. I ran for office myself with an intent to go to Montgomery and, do all I could do to make a difference, right? I knew it was a big deal to serve in the state Senate, but when it really hit me as to the gravity of what I was doing was the day that I had already been elected and I first walked out onto the floor of the state Senate chamber and I found a desk with my nameplate on it. It really set in at that point that I was in a special position with a great deal of weight and responsibility. Now, I wouldn't take anything for my time in the legislature. But along with one-third of the overall members that I ran with in 2010, I chose not to run again in 2018. My calling there was complete. But while I was there, as time went on, I began to recognize two types of people with whom I served. There were those who saw it as service that they would render for such a time as they were allotted by God and the voters. But there were also those for whom public life had become their actual identity. It became less of what they did and more of who they were. And when that happens, when the position becomes the person instead of the person just filling the position, that's when the people get left behind. That's when a sense of entitlement to the job and an indifference to the people for whom the job was intended to serve find themselves on the outside looking in at people who have stopped being public servants and have instead become mere public officials. It's that very attitude that elicited the famous line that is still attributed to this day to Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. You've heard it before. The princess, upon being told that the people had no bread, uttered the callous, let them eat cake phrase. The actual French word in the utterance was not cake, it was brioche, which is a bread that was enriched with eggs and butter and considered to be a luxury food at the time. It's not known if the statement indicated a frivolous disregard for starving citizens or just a neglectful and indifferent understanding of their actual situation, but in any event, it was a clear indication the princess had lost complete sight of those whom she allegedly represented. And soon after that, we had the French Revolution. Now, people notice when their leaders lose sight of where they came from. Every leader in Montgomery or D.C. or in any city hall or whatever, they all put their pants on one leg at a time. They all came into the world with a learning curve like everyone else. And in a democracy, a society governed by those who are elected, we take notice even more when those who are in positions of elected office effectively lose sight of the realities of life outside the walls of their office. And we care. We don't not want them to have vacations. We don't not want them to see their grandkids or to take a day to themselves. We don't not want them to prosper or have a good retirement. But when we elect people to office, and then begin to notice that they've lost sight of their mandate and the office becomes their identity, so much so that they exhibit callousness and indifference and a sense of entitlement, well, then it can breed a sense of resentment among the people. Now, I'm not a fan of everything that George W. Bush did while he was in office. He made some policy decisions that I could do without, but I'll never forget something that seemed to me to be a very positive example of someone who knew why he was there and who he served. You may recall President George W. Bush was an avid golfer. But in the early days of the global war on terror, when U.S. troops began deploying to foreign lands, President Bush stopped playing golf. In his own words, and I quote, "I don't want some mom whose son may have recently died to see the commander-in-chief playing golf. I feel I owe it to the families to be as in solidarity as best I can with them, and I think playing golf during a war just sends the wrong signal." Wow. Critics tried to take issue with him, but he stood by it. And I, for one, saw it, and I appreciated it. Now, you contrast that, though, with several recent indications that just clearly show that just the opposite is the mood of current elected or appointed officials. You may recall that last year, when the supply chain disruptions were so pronounced and the ports of California had ships stacked up 100 deep, unable to be offloaded, that on this show, I asked the question back then, where is the Secretary of Transportation? Where is Pete Buttigieg? Well, we found out soon thereafter that during that heightened state of transportation tension, when dock workers and port authorities and trucking companies were all overwhelmed, that our brand new Secretary of Transportation had taken 2 months of paternity leave. 2 months of paternity leave because he and his partner had just adopted a child. What? I guess it takes a while to learn to change a diaper. Now, did he learn anything from the criticism about his absence back then? Apparently not. This week, we learned that after a number of questions had gone unanswered, that the absence of public comment from the Secretary of Transportation during the height of the very tense negotiations on the potential railroad strike, a strike, by the way, that experts say would have had a $2 billion, with a B, billion dollar day, per day negative hit to the U.S. economy, a strike that ultimately got beyond the capabilities of the executive branch to even be able to resolve, and it had to be dealt with by congressional action. A strike whose negotiations should have had the visible fingerprints of the Secretary of Transportation on it. Well, we learned this week that the reason we didn't hear from him was because Secretary Buttigieg was not available for direct action because he and his partner had taken some personal time for a 2-week trip to Portugal. Portugal! I dare say the vast majority of U.S. citizens can't even go on a vacation at all right now in Biden's economy, much less for 2 weeks to Portugal at the height of a critical negotiation for which he should have been a point person. It's a callously indifferent attitude to the plight of those he's supposed to serve. But, you know, we see it in Biden's state dinner for the French premier when he served hundreds of Maine lobster right after activists had successfully had Maine lobster designated harmful to endangered whales. We see it in John Kerry flying on his personal jet to Iceland to receive an award for climate leadership in which he has successfully lectured the rest of us to fly less. We see it in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who accepted a $30,000 pair of tickets to the Met Gala in New York while wearing an expensive gown that was emblazoned with the phrase, "Tax the rich." Who does she think she was hobnobbing with that night? We see it in Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who declined to define what a woman is during her confirmation hearings, despite the fact that her job is to fairly and judiciously rule on matters of law that may at some point involve questions of gender discrimination. We see it in Nancy Pelosi, railing against the pandemic and the unvaccinated, and yet having an unwillingness to stop going to get her hair done in a salon that was supposed to be closed and she had it open just for her. And being bipartisan here, we can see it in Senator McConnell. Mitch McConnell siding with Democrats for a massive omnibus spending bill right now during a lame duck session of Congress, knowing full well that Republicans could have a say in the budget in just a little over a month if he would wait. So let them eat cake. It's a dangerous mindset. It only comes, too, that dangerous mindset only comes when they lose touch with the people and when the job becomes their identity. The lofty positions of leadership in our society are special, and they should be, but the shine comes off the apple when those holding the positions forget they don't own the positions and when the position owns them. So let them eat cake? Well, that's a dangerous mindset from which no good can come. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, you've seen it. I'm sure you got your own stories about it. And there's probably 15 more I didn't even think of that were on a national scale even. But I'll just tell you, it's a sad thing when you watch somebody and realize if they don't get elected in the next cycle, they won't know what to do with themselves. That cannot become their identity. You can't do it. You have to be the person who was elected, not get elected in order to be the person. And let them eat cake. It's not going to work. French Revolution, you know what I'm saying? All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right on this beautiful Friday afternoon. You know, I'm still a little perplexed by the weather because I don't even know how to dress in the morning. I mean, right now I'm wearing a kind of a heavy shirt with a jacket over it, but it's technically almost 50 degrees outside again already, Booms.
I know. That's why I got shorts on.
This is mid-December, right?
Right. I got shorts and a hoodie.
You're prepared either
prepared,
way.
I'm prepared, and then my wife got mad at me this morning because my little boy said, well, Dad's wearing it, so he put on shorts and a hoodie.
Wants to be like his dad.
That's right. So I couldn't say anything. So
what's he in, 5K right now?
5K. Yeah.
5K.
5K.
Dressing like dad.
Dressing like dad.
That's good
Give
stuff.
Give it a few more years and they'd be like, nope.
Wait. Is he dressing like dad or are you dressing like him?
Ooh. Well, I was dressed first.
Okay.
Today.
All right. We'll go ahead and let it be. All right. Hey, by the way, the text lines have been blowing up here lately. We've got hundreds of people in the text lines. And if you want to join in, we have a good time with that. Yesterday, I'll be honest with you, we had so many of them towards the end of the show, I couldn't even get to them all.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, not the norm. We try to read them as we go. But if you want to text in for the very first time, text in your name and, or no, I take it back. You text in the word right side, just one word, right side, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT is the phone number. 833-68-RIGHT. Text the word right side. You get that, what, automatic message back, Boomer?
Thanks for joining, you right side ruffian.
Yeah.
What's your name and location? We'll put you in the system, and then we'll always know your first name and where you're from, and it'll be all good from there.
And I got to be honest, and I guess I'm doing a shout-out right now for it. We were trying to send a message a minute ago to a couple of our regular callers, Sparky from Harvest and Lee from Huntsville, and they are not in our texting system.
I know.
I'm
so
like,
I was going to get on to them.
What
next time
the
they call
heck? So, yeah, anyway, 833-687-4448. That's the text line. Text the word right side on your very first time. But then all along the way, text me, text the show. And, man, they're popping in right now as we're talking.
Oh, they are. And don't forget as well, if you like to watch the show as well, we do live video stream now.
That's because of you.
Well, I mean, we can do it. And you can actually see Phil sitting at his desk.
I mean,
he dresses for radio now for live stream. It's awesome.
I can't scratch myself. I've got cameras everywhere in this place. It's just crazy.
YouTube, Facebook, on our website.
Instagram.
And if you're an Instagrammer, it's on Instagram. It's not proportional like everything else, but it does the job.
What does that mean?
Well, it's like...
It makes my head look big? What are you saying?
No, it's like zoomed in.
Why is that man's head bigger than his body? He looks like a walking bobblehead doll. What's happening?
But you can still hear it, so you can stream it from there. So come on, everybody.
All right, that's all because of you, Boom Shakalaka. Basically the technology has gone up like 19 notches since you took on. Phones are ringing, text lines are going. I got a brand new texter just texted in. Says this is Al in Athens, not Allie, but Al in Athens. Al, welcome to the text line. We'll get you inputted into the system here momentarily. And Allie from Athens has already texted in. John from Huntsville, Brian from Huntsville. What did Brian Huntsville say? He said, let them eat cake won't work. How about let them eat maple bacon donuts? Awesome. Well, see, that's the working man's food right there. That's the official food of Right Side Radio is maple bacon donuts. Boomer, I got about a minute and a half. If we want to bring that caller on, I'll take it right now before we go. You good with that? Yeah, is that JT? JT in Lacey Springs,
sir.
How are you doing, brother? Thank you for our plaques you sent us. Those are awesome.
You are most welcome. One question about those, though.
Yeah.
Should Boomer have been a non-commissioned officer instead of a commissioned officer, you know, like a private first class or something?
Well, he'd at least been an E5 sergeant with hard stripes on his arm. But no, I think you put Captain Boomer on him, and I think it works just fine because he's the captain of the mechanics around here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad y'all enjoy those. I know that Mark appreciated the comments and stuff, and he actually got several calls from ruffians after hearing his name.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, man, and it meant the world to us. And they're on display right now in the studio. I took a picture and sent it to my wife, and she was pretty impressed.
Well, good. Also, on your comments today, typically you're hitting home runs, but I think today was a grand slam.
Thank you, sir.
For the most part, you brought out some things that, you know, you kind of have in the back of your mind and assume, but you don't always really understand it until you hear it in a described another way.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Well, it's a crying shame.
Anyway, y'all have a good, safe weekend, and I know your holidays are coming up, and y'all have a full week next week.
All right, brother. We'll see you. We'll be in there, I think, pretty much the whole time. JT, we got to bring it to break now, buddy. Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Take care.
All right. Heading to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.